You're listening to All Things Considered on WMUK. I'm Andy Robbins. Six people are dead and two wounded after a mass shooting last night in Kalamazoo County. Police arrested 45-year-old Jason Bryan Dalton shortly after midnight in downtown Kalamazoo. He's accused of shooting people at an apartment complex in Richland, at a car dealership in Kalamazoo, and in a restaurant parking lot in Texas Township. At a news conference this morning, Kalamazoo County Prosecutor Jeffrey Getting offered condolences to the victims and their families. Getting says it's hard to put into words the impact of the violence.
How do you go and tell the families of these victims that they weren't targeted for any reason other than they were there to be a target?
Reports later said Dalton was a driver for the ride-sharing service Uber. Uber later confirmed that Dalton was one of its drivers and says it's cooperating in the investigation. Dalton will be arraigned in Kalamazoo District Court tomorrow. Some Western Michigan University students aren't happy that the university's emergency messaging system didn't warn them about the shootings. Western senior Roger Brown says he was surprised by that because students were quickly notified about a robbery on campus Wednesday.
We were notified about the robbery right after it happened, but soon after the shooting occurred, we were not notified. That really scares me, and it really shows how WMU responds to things such as this.
Western President John Dunn has apologized for the university's lack of information about the shooting. He says it's looking into changes in procedures and ways to better use social media during emergencies. And Dunn says Western will hold a campus-wide forum on the issue tomorrow night at 7 in the Bernhard Center. For WMUK, I'm Andy Robbins.